Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida health officials say the state has reached a grim milestone. More than 200,000 people have tested positive for coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. State statistics released yesterday show an additional 10,000 confirmed cases. The highest number of confirmed cases in one day came the day before, with more than 11,400. More than 3,700 Floridians have died since the outbreak began. The AP's Julie Walker reports other states that also reopened quickly and without strict precautions are also seeing a spike in numbers.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, a Republican who had the virus in March, says it's so bad they had to shut the beaches over the busy holiday weekend.
There's no doubt that the fact that when we reopened, people started socializing as if the virus didn't exist.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, a Democrat, says Arizona went from 0 to 60 after being one of the last states to close and first to reopen.
We had crowded nightclubs handing out free champagne, no masks.
In Texas, Judge Lena Hidalgo, a Democrat and the top elected official in Harris County, says they need a stay-at-home order.
We don't have room to experiment. We don't have room for incrementalism when we're seeing these kinds of numbers.
All three spoke on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
Despite surges in coronavirus cases in many spots around the country, President Trump continues to strike an optimistic tone on the pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas reports it's not one that's always echoed by members of his coronavirus task force.
We've made a lot of progress. Our strategy is moving along well.
At the White House 4th of July celebration, President Trump hailed frontline workers in the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the rapid progress of scientists and researchers.
And we'll likely have a therapeutic and/or vaccine solution long before the end of the year.
But Food and Drug Administration Chief Stephen Hahn wouldn't make the same commitment Sunday.
I can't predict when a vaccine will be available.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, he says,
yes, we are seeing unprecedented speed for the development of a vaccine.
But
we will make a decision based upon the data and science on a vaccine with respect to the safety and effectiveness of that vaccine.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protests over police violence and racism continued in several Florida cities over the weekend. Demonstrations in Tampa and St. Petersburg took place on Saturday. In Tampa, police pepper sprayed peaceful protesters and arrested 9 people for blocking traffic on Dale Mabry Highway. In St. Petersburg, peaceful protesters successfully blocked the bridge leading to and from Treasure Island for half an hour. The 4th of July is a day meant for unity and celebration, but in his holiday remarks, President Trump attacked segments of the country that don't support him. He vowed to safeguard our values from enemies within, people he called leftists, looters, agitators, and anarchists.
Those that are lying about our history, those who want us to be ashamed of who we are not interested in justice or in healing. Their goal is demolition. We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing. We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
Trump's 4th of July speech was packed with all the grievances and combativeness of his political rallies. Outside his White House event, a remarkably sparse crowd came to the National Mall to watch an air show and fireworks. Many who showed up wore masks. That's unlike those seated close together for Trump's South Lawn event. Police say lightning struck 2 men from out of state as a line of storms from the Gulf of Mexico moved on to Clearwater Beach yesterday. One is in critical condition and one is in stable condition. Ennio Morricone, the Italian composer whose credits include the iconic spaghetti westerns, has died in Italy at the age of 91. Here's more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Oscar-winning Morricone created the Coyote Howl theme for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and often haunting soundtracks for such classic Hollywood gangster movies as The Untouchables and the epic Once Upon a Time in America. His longtime lawyer says the maestro, as he was known, died in a Rome hospital of complications following a recent fall. During a long career, Morricone collaborated with some of Hollywood's top directors, including on The Hateful Eight by Quentin Tarantino. In total, he produced more than 400 original scores for feature films. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today it'll be partly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the high 80s. Tonight mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.